page 103, a popular Hungarian nationalism conceived very differently from that of the nobility. This popular nationalism, symbolized for later generations by the figure of Lajos Kossuth, 1802-1894, had its hour of glory in the Revolution of 1848. The revolutionary regime not only got rid of the imperial governors appointed by Vienna, but abolished the supposedly Magyar feudal diet of noble counties, and proclaimed reforms to put an end to serfdom and noblemen's tax-exempt status, as well as to curb drastically the entailment of estates. In addition, it was decided that all Hungarian speakers should be Hungarian, as only the privileged had been before, and every Hungarian should speak Magyar, as only some Magyars had hitherto been accustomed to do. As Ignatius dryly comments, the nation was, by the standard of that time, which viewed the rise of the twin stars of liberalism and nationalism with boundless optimism, justified in feeling itself extremely generous when it admitted the Magyar peasant with no discrimination save for that relating to property. Note reference, 42.